Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of his word. Come sit with us.
Without overstating or understating the situation in the world today, I think that it would be safe to say that we are facing extreme difficulties economically and socially, politically, and environmentally. We are in a situation that is impacting all of us in one way or another. But what is having an even greater impact on all of us is the decline of morality, the decline of spirituality in the world, the belief that we are not accountable to God, the belief that we do not need salvation, the forgiveness of our sin through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And whether we know it or not, this crisis is affecting all of us dramatically, powerfully, because unlike all of the other difficulties in this world, this crisis impacts us not only now, but for all eternity. And without Christ, things on this earth just continue to get worse and worse. That's the source of our problems on this earth. So the question is, how can we maintain a healthy attitude, a healthy view of life, a healthy view of our life, while at the same time we're in the midst of an unhealthy world? A question that perhaps King David asked himself some 3,000 years ago, and he realized that he just couldn't do it on his own. He needed the Lord. He needed his strength, just as we need the Lord and his strength as we live among the immorality, among the hatred, among the violence, among the ungodliness in this world. As we seek to honor our Lord and Savior. Not an easy assignment, I suppose, for King David, or for us. So in verse 1 of Psalm 12, in Psalm 12, David cries out to the Lord, and he says, "Help me." Yasheh in Hebrew, deliver me, preserve me. Rescue me from the wickedness that is all around me, Lord God. I am in danger because I'm surrounded by voracious lions, by powerful and wicked men. I'm surrounded by liars, and I don't know which is worse, the lions or the liars. But I do know that you hear the cries of your children, and you will answer us. For the godly man ceases to be, David says to the Lord. Everyone is seeking his own good, his own interests, rather than seeking the things of God. There are those who claim to be servants of the Lord, but they seem to be serving themselves. It's no different than it is today, is it? We see that all around us. We're in a crisis. The testimony of the church seems to be crumbling all around us. And those who have been faithful to the Lord, David says, seem to have disappeared. They seem to have vanished from among the sons of men. Their love seems to have grown cold. There's no fear of God before their eyes. They no longer value the truth. And David tells us in verse 2, what they do is they speak falsehood to one another. Shaf in Hebrew. They speak lies. They speak empty words, words of deception and words of insincerity. They speak with flattering lips, helkah in Hebrew, with a smooth and a slippery tongue. They just tell us what we want to hear. And they speak with a double heart, lev in Hebrew. They think one thing, and then they say another thing. These are the kind of words that they speak. As we're told in the 13th verse of Jude, where it says that in their empty and their disgraceful speech, they're like the wild waves of the sea, dredging up their own shame like foam, like mud, like debris, as they deceive themselves and they deceive the people around them. So David says, he cries out, may the Lord God Almighty cut off all flattering lips. Well, that sounds pretty intense, doesn't it? Karath in Hebrew. May he silence those who are being used by the enemy to draw people away from the truth. Those who in their pride and in their arrogance speak great things for themselves, who have said, with our tongue, with our mouth, with our words, we will prevail. Gaver in Hebrew. Without the help of God, we have become strong and mighty and self-sufficient. Our lips are our own. We answer to no one. Who is Lord and Master over us, they say. No one can tell us what to think. No one can tell us what to do. No one can tell us how to live or even what to believe. Sounds like today, doesn't it? And so, in verse 5, in response to these words of these men who are leading the people away from God, it says this. Because of this devastation, shoal in Hebrew, because of the eternal ruin of those who are being afflicted by these lies, because of their groaning and the hopelessness of those who are in need of the truth, who are in need of deliverance, who cry out to the Lord day and night. Now, it says, now I will arise, says the Lord God Almighty. And in my strength, I will help those who belong to me, and I will set them in the safety for which they long for. It should be an encouragement to us who belong to Jesus Christ, because in our darkest hour of despair and loneliness, when we're just about to give up, he will bring the light of his presence, the light of his deliverance. He will set us in the eternal safety of his salvation. So don't doubt. Do not despair. Don't give up. Don't fear. For the words of the Lord, we're told in verse 6, are pure words. Tahor in Hebrew. They are honest words. They are words without the stain and without the corruption of sin. And the purity and the perfection of God himself guarantees the purity of his words, of his promises, and of his judgment. He will do just as he has said he will do. Just as silver is purified in a furnace on earth and is refined seven times, in the same way, his word is pure. So David says in verse 7, you, Lord, you will keep those who belong to you safe and secure. You will preserve them. You will guard them from the wickedness of this generation, even forever. That is a word of encouragement for us today. For though the wicked, it says in verse 8, rasha in Hebrew, the ungodly, strut about in their pride on every side of us, all around us, and vileness, zaluth, worthlessness, and filthiness are exalted among the people. And it seems that that is what is triumphing today, doesn't it? But do not despair. Even though it looks like they have victory right now, still, in this unhealthy and this polluted world, a world polluted by sin, you, Lord God, give us a healthy view. You give us an eternal perspective in these trying times. Christ Jesus alone is our help, and he is our salvation forever. Amen. And amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.